Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. I'm physically exhausted because I've been drilling all day. I now have water in my greenhouse. I'm very proud of the work. It's not over, but I have two lines of water, one that goes in the greenhouse, one that goes outside the greenhouse for watering the fields. It's going to be awesome, and I have water flow. Everything seems to be in order. Took me a while to get there because I had to dig the whole way from the house to the greenhouse. I wanted the tubes to be buried, and so they are buried now, and it's working, but I'm exhausted. I'm in pain on my shoulders and on my arms. It's very painful to do digging plus drilling plus squeezing the tubes with pecs. I'm starting the show, however, with a white pill news, something that I'm super enthusiastic about. Someone shared this on the Discord. Fastest ever logic gates could make computers a million times faster. This is it, boys. This is the future technology. Unfortunately, it's not readily implementable in a current computer. But this is light-based technology, so you would have a CPU doing optics. And the system, the building blocks of computers, of course, are logic gates that can let some current pass or not pass. And these special systems let current pass or not pass based on... And it's not quantum. It is not quantum computing. It's based on a system of light and whether they interfere or not. So you have two rays of light coming, and if they are perfectly in phase, then they add up. If they are perfectly dephased, they cancel out, and that's a zero or a one, and it influences whether a current will pass or no. So that's a way to control a logic gate from optics rather than electronic components. That's a way to make a transistor, and it's a new way. And it is extremely more performant than regular electronics. It can perform at the petahertz level rather than gigahertz. I'm so enthusiastic about this because this is going to be lower energy consumption, I'm sure, at some point, and faster. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have... Our computers will boot in a fraction of a second, and we'll be buying computers at Best Buy in petahertz rather than gigahertz. This is it. We have to invest everything we have in making that technology possible for the everyday computer. Very excited. The Cloud Warmer says, I guess you don't have to worry about electrons jumping silicon either. Yeah, optics, you know, have proven to be such an advance for networking, and I've been streaming on optics since I was able to acquire it, since I learned that it was actually available, and it became available in my area. And it's so much more powerful. You send the energy of light in the form of light that just transmits at the speed of light, gets received at super high frequency. This is the future. The first time I was familiarized with optics was when I was a child, and I loved connecting, you know, stereo systems and all. That was an hilarious aspect of the 90s. Those big families, you know, were buying big stereo system with five speakers and a subwoofer, and they were getting equipped with things that I'll never buy for the rest of my life. But back then it was a thing, and I loved connecting these things. And at some point we saw emerge the trend of optics for audio. And there was this optics for audio cable. It was a little thing that you could look into it, and there was a flash of red light. You couldn't see really. You couldn't see it because it's such high frequency. You couldn't see it flash, but you could imagine that it was a flash at a certain frequency that was encoding information. Mama JF says, the only problem is when they break, then you have bad optics. Mama JF pulling the the word games tonight. That is a problem. Bad optics. Bad optics is terrible to have in the networking sector. Cloudwarmer says, JF, if we have optics-based CPUs, there might be things that could be developed using prism and lenses for new innovation in parallelism and branching of processing. Very exciting. Yes, in part. These things like parallelism, I think they will go on independent of the media. We've had an evolution of CPU with the same transistor gates, but that were just getting finer and finer. And we had the idea of cores introduced in our lifetime. Because when I was young, there was one CPU. The idea of cores is actually quite contradictory with the idea of CPU, because CPU is central processing unit. But now we have 4 core, 8 cores, 12 cores, 16 cores, and that means parallel processing. I think this evolution was great, and I can experience on my computer, which is a highly parallel, many cores CPU, I can experience the gain, especially since I run many things in parallel. I don't think that we're to the point where a single application can fully benefit from parallel processing, because I think the system of distribution across those parallel units is still quite rudimentary, and it will tend to run an executable from a single core. Sigalam Sengis says, video is just stopping, not even buffering on mobile and browser. What the fuck? I don't know. Is anyone else experiencing this? Because there is a general bug of Google Chrome that tended to pause also on YouTube. Is that what you're experiencing, or is it the video just disappears? Paul Dirac says, laser fiber is next step. That is fiber cables with organized crystalline structure. Oh, so you mean in a single cable, being able to send many different flows of information at many different frequencies? That sounds interesting. There are people who have reacted negatively to the show yesterday. I think it was a great show. I think it was great speaking to Ryan Dawson, and he's always very insightful on the Ukraine question. But there are people who somehow they hate Ryan Dawson. I don't know. Asadafa says, Russia regularly does put aircraft and submarines capable of carrying nuclear warheads in close proximity to the US and over EU airspace. The issue in Cuba was not a hypothetical of the possibility of putting weapons in Cuba, but an actual Soviet placement of nuclear missiles in Cuba. The Russians actually do the things that they accuse NATO of hypothetically enabling. The comment about the Bay of Pigs is incorrect, both because, one, it was a Cuban invasion of Cuba with minor US support, and because, two, it was not in response to the actual Russia placement of missiles in Cuba, but to the Soviet toppling of Cuban government with its communist. That is a very glowy interpretation of the Bay of Pigs, to think of it as an invasion of Cuba by the Cubans. I think it's generally agreed that the Bay of Pigs was an event directed and coordinated by US intelligence and military forces. Now, yes, they took Cubans to accomplish this, not surprising. But it's a very naive interpretation of it, so I don't think it's a very valid criticism of what Ryan said yesterday. I also got an email. The glowies are triggered, says NDBL. Yes, I got an email that says, Ryan Dawson's moronic pablum in your show. After a decent start, Ryan's talking points started to sound like 100% Russian state propaganda, and his credibility plummeted. He has absolutely no idea about the situation in Nordic countries, especially considering Finland. Out PM Sanna Marin does not make these decisions alone. It's also the parliament and the president Niinistö. But Ryan yesterday never said that she's making these decisions alone. He pointed to the fact that having a female leader is different, but he didn't say that she was the sole leader and the sole decision maker. It could be different to have a female leader, even when you're in a democracy, even when you're not making your decisions alone and there's a parliament. People may behave and react differently to a female leader than they do to a male leader. So I discard this this comment. It is not responsive to what Ryan was saying. He then writes, I let you check Finnish military power by yourself. For example, Ryan claimed that Finland doesn't have capability to defend from cruise missiles, etc., etc., not to mention one of the highest wills to national defense. I could go on and on, but I'm just going to say this. As this situation progresses, you will see 95% of Ryan's prognosis about the Nordic countries fail miserably. Guaranteed. Well, I don't know if Ryan has said specifically that Finland could not possibly defend themselves against cruise missiles. But what they certainly cannot defend themselves against is hypersonic missiles of the kind that Russia has tested now in Ukraine. It's actually a question whether any country can defend against this. So I didn't hear what you are criticizing of Ryan here. And then he says, as I'm listening to the show, he just said something about old artillery that is no longer useful. This alone is just ridiculous to the max. And I can say this as an artillery man. Well, okay, maybe you have some points of disagreement with Ryan, but I think that what he's delivered yesterday was a very insightful look into things, and I don't see any specific points that he said which you point out as wrong. All I hear in these critiques is, he's wrong! And then when we get to the details, well, when is it that Ryan Dawson said certain artillery become useless against Russia? It's about the range. He was talking about the range. He's not saying the artillery cannot shoot in and of itself. He's saying in a context where you are facing other artillery and these other artillery can outrange you, it becomes useless. That's a pretty reasonable statement. I see nothing in your email that debunks this or shows this as wrong. Go away, says, haha, cope and seat, Finnish soy boy. Did we offend the Finns? Firestarter says, Finland is finished. Oh my god, I'm tired today, so your cheap word games will make me laugh sometimes. Twitter does not believe in free speech. This is our subject today. If you would like to support the show, click on the dollar button below the regular chat on Odyssey. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats. You can also use Entropy. The link is right below the video. Twitter does not believe in free speech. Project Veritas has done an extremely good job. Once again, you know, this is something that must trigger the left, but there's a repeating pattern here. The big tech is filled with men. Men with penises who are looking for girlfriends. And Project Veritas comes in, presents a cute journalist to them, and the cute journalist acts as if she's interested in the man. And of course, this guy, you know, he may be making 100,000, 200,000, I don't know. He's making lots of money at Twitter, paying lots of taxes, but there is no price for a beautiful female wanting to hear from you. And she's really into what you're doing. And she, wow, like she understands me. She understands all of the stuff I have to go through as a senior engineer at Twitter. And so they tell all, they reveal everything they have. And the as Tim Cast was pointing out today, it's a heartbreaking thing. These guys are given the hope that this super hot lady wants them, but she doesn't want them. She's exploiting them. And it's so heartbreaking when you consider that these guys have everything and yet they are stuck against the dating market, and the dating market is so tight that they have to end up dating journalists that drain them for their information. It's heartbreaking. These poor guys have they have more money than I'll ever have, but because they are the detainers of information, they get drained, they get dumped. A senior Twitter engineer caught on hidden camera in another Project Veritas operation confirmed that the whole company is commie as fuck and does not believe in free speech. So I've watched the release. He basically explains that people are nervous at Twitter right now because of the Elon Musk purchase, although Elon Musk has been giving serious signs that he may not buy it or that he may severely want to cut the price, which is why the Twitter stock is not even hovering around 54.20. It's currently at 38.28. So this is the market saying they don't even believe it will happen. They don't even believe Elon Musk will purchase at 54.20. And there's quite the margin here. We're talking about what? Someone was calculating about 40% down. That is a sign that the market doesn't believe it's going to happen. Firestarter says, are the girls even hot? I don't know. We rarely get to see the full picture of these Project Veritas journalists, but sometimes I think I've seen some of them because sometimes the camera turns around kind of accidentally. They seem like sexy women. I think it's the modus operandi. You take a sexy woman and she's very well versed into the engineering and internet stuff, and I mean, who wouldn't be charmed by this? Someone who understands Twitter, who understands the politics of it and asks questions about it, that is sure to work every time. In fact, I was watching this hidden camera, and I was starting to wonder at this point, is it possible that Twitter employees who want to speak publicly, they just fall for the trap willingly? They choose, okay, you know what, I see the pattern, it's a sexy female, she comes with her little bag that she insists to be dropping on the table, I'm just gonna tell all. Maybe that's their way to say, to be able to speak to the media without you know, bring the ire of their bosses and their colleagues. Maybe they just choose voluntarily. Maybe it's their way to be a whistleblower, but they take the path of, oh, I'm not going to be called a whistleblower. I'm going to make it look like I didn't know that it was happening. I'm thinking this may be the case. Cloud Warmer says, let's ask JF more questions about optics for him to look into. Well, optics, you know, is a quite a simple thing. A flash of light, the tubes that carry optics are basically mirrors, just pipes of mirrors. And the ray of light just bounces on the side of the pipe and gets mirrored forward, no matter how long it takes. And it goes there at the speed of light. And as far as the computing goes, it's based on interference patterns. So the idea that light is a wave, or at least it has some of the properties of a wave, means that certain lights can cancel other lights. And so if you play with the canceling and you arrange it such that it creates a computational gate, a transistor of yes or no, one or zero, you can start doing computing with it. All right, so what do we learn? Well, we learned nothing. We knew that Twitter was a communistic hellhole, but you know, it's exactly why people like me end up being banned on not overtly ideological basis. I was banned basically in their bot detection system. Somehow, because they started asking me to confirm that I was human. And one night I responded, okay, they leave me alone. But eventually they caught a night that maybe, I don't know, maybe I didn't turn on my computer that night. Or maybe I didn't turn on my computer in the morning. And then they decided that I was a bot because of this. It's ridiculous, but I'm starting to wonder, to what extent have I been targeted by a manual Twitter employee? Because if they are as communist as this, they might very well say, all right, let's put the manual test on JF tonight. Let's put the manual test on all right-wingers. And that's how they chip at people. They accuse everyone of being a bot, and 5% of them might not respond in the way expected by Twitter, and then they get what they want, which is a partial banning of the right-wing voices. I hope that Elon Musk comes there and cleans this whole thing up. One moment. Stephen J. James says, electrons act like waves, except they don't exactly. Exactly, that's what's happening. Erdogan slams door on approving Sweden, Finland, NATO bids, nesting ground for terrorist organizations. In fresh Monday comments, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan issued his firmest words of rejection yet concerning Finland and Sweden's announced bids to join NATO over the weekend after Erdogan first stated Turkey is not favorable toward the Scandinavian countries entering the alliance. There was widespread speculation among officials quoted in Western media reports that Turkish reluctance could be easily resolved. When asked about Turkey's reservations on Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, "I'm very confident that we will reach a consensus on that." I think we are starting to see the emergence of pressures from the U.S. To push Turkey to accept the deal. And what we're probably going to see is Turkey trying to use this, their acceptance of the entry in NATO, as a point of leverage. Maybe they will try negotiating something. Tim Cox says, it might just have been the number of entropy links you posted, JF. Well, maybe it's this, but in any case, you know, I post a link to the platform where you can watch me. So I post a link to the platform you can watch me, the same way CNN posts a link to their publicity-filled pages. The point is, I've been kicked unfairly compared to these other companies with which I'm competing. So it's definitely an act of monopoly, this kicking from Twitter. So yes, we're going to see a big game being played around whether Sweden and Finland can enter NATO. I don't think it's a desirable thing that they join NATO. John Drake says, Turkey is just posturing for treats. Maybe it's what's happening. I think it's what's happening. UFO earring. This is so ridiculous at this point. UFO schmoofos. It was crap. They're trying. I don't know why they're trying to attract the attention on this subject. And they were saying people have been misperceived, and we want to change the attitude toward people who report UFOs. We want to show openness. They almost had a leftist inclusiveness type of discourse, but for UFO freaks. And yeah, it's okay, but it should never have been ridiculed. And I don't know that it was that ridiculed, you know. I was watching early episodes of the X-Files, Mulder and Scully. And back then, and it was decades ago, back then they were talking about UFOs also, and they were doing so on mainstream TV. So it seems that people have been opened, but there's been a culture of people sharing these pictures and fascination with this subject on the early internet and even before the internet on BBSs. There's never been a good reason for this view that the government is hiding stuff, and I think that part of this view is actually inspired by this domain being filled with paranoid people who, at the first sign of the government not acknowledging their theory, they were like, there's a conspiracy. Well, now it seems that UFO are fully accepted in the mainstream because they were talking about it on a Pentagon hearing publicly. But the photos are still crap, and we learned that in many cases, it's basically an artifact of the thing with which the video is recorded. So there was this triangle flying in the sky. Turns out it's a consequence of the lenses that the person was using. Silver Spider says, JF got kicked for being an intelligent right-winger. They only want certain kinds of right-wingers on Twitter. Yeah, for now that seems to be the case. Hopefully Elon Musk comes in and liberates us all. But also, you know, maybe Elon Musk could just crash Twitter. And that would be enough for me. If he can crash Twitter, expose them for having whoever knows how many bots, that would be just hilarious to see Twitter crumble and perhaps see the dynamic set up for a true rise of an alternative platform. Gab would be the ideal because anything else that shows up will have some limits on speech. New York Times blasted for writing Ukrainian fighters evacuated, didn't surrender at Azovstal. The New York Times is coming under heavy criticism for announcing the end of the lengthy Russian siege of the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol with the below tweet and headline saying Ukraine ended its combat mission in Mariupol on Monday. Objectively, they were evacuated to Russian-controlled territory by Russian forces and the wounded taken to a Russian-controlled hospital. This is hilarious because yesterday this was all happening while we were doing the show with Ryan, so I didn't have time to look into it in depth. But yeah, they were announcing that Ukraine has finished its mission in Azovstal, and I was like, what? have they reconquered Mariupol or something? It's like, no, the mission has been completed. The purpose of these soldiers has been accomplished. And what are you trying to tell me? And of course, when you look into the detail, basically they cracked up, they surrendered because they didn't have food and they had so many wounded. So basically they got captured by the Russian. They lost. So that's how you would cover this. They've been beaten. One moment. You know how fast the pro-Ukraine people were at declaring the Battle of Kiev. The Battle of Kiev has been won by Ukraine. They have totally annihilated the invasion from the invader. And okay, well, if you're going to describe it like this, at least describe the Battle of Mariupol as having been lost on May 16th. And it's been lost because the defenders were unable to defend Mariupol and were unable to even protect their last stand in Azovstal. And so these people will be judged for their engagement in the war against the Russians. David Doroteo says, when will you go on Tim Pool? Well, when Tim Pool invites me, but there's the problem that I don't know, I would try. If he was to invite me, I would try to get a visa in the US, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I've had many friends who couldn't enter the US. Would it be difficult for me? I don't know. Hopefully, I could. What I would probably do is I would apply for the visa in advance so that I know, so that there's no surprise and I can tell Tim I'll be there at a given date. That would work. But yeah, Tim has should be equipped to receive guests by Skype. It's a matter by Skype or by Zoom or whatever. It's a matter of free speech and giving equal access to the public and to discussions to people who cannot enter the US. Stephen J. James says YouTube comments sections are under assault from oddly Spanish language sex bots. That sounds uninteresting. Spanish language sex bots. Pineapple Platypotamus says, don't you need the vaccine to get back into Canada, JF? Yeah, that would be a problem too. I don't have the vaccine, so I guess it would there would be serious problems in making it happen right now. But I'm willing to make it happen through a fiber optics connection. You can get You could get a top mic from me. I would have basically the same audio quality as anyone in the studio. And we could be on a fiber optics connection powered by solar panels. Tim, think big, Tim, okay? Think big. I will go on your show, talk about the revolutionary phenotype, awaken a couple of normies on the subject of the end of humanity that is coming. David Doroteo says he gets millions of views. JF would get lots of exposure he deserves. Yes. Fairfax County schools may suspend students who misgender classmates. Fairfax County public schools will begin suspending students for misgendering or dead naming their peers using biologically accurate pronouns in their legal names. So that's the beginning of the school not only acting as an agent of propaganda for the LGBT activism agenda, but they will also basically implement lack of fairness. So someone could insult an hetero guy who is a cisgender guy, if you insult a trans person by misgendering them, there the school will take action. We've seen the same thing develop on Twitter, basically. People could harass me, but I couldn't harass them. Tim Cox says, would it be okay to misgender cis people? I mean, it's a joke. It's a form of insult that we often hear in school, you know? Guys who perceive one of them as being too feminized or as being weak will sometimes call him a girl. They will say, you act like a girl. Will this be equally enforced as misgendering? That's a good question. By the way, the gas prices are insane. They are the highest they've ever been. For the first time in history, they are at $4 a gallon in every state of the US. And it's getting worse. Oil prices slipped lower today. Now, the oil prices on the market slip lower, but the price at the pump is at its highest in history. So I don't know, maybe it will lower. But we're seeing, up and down, but in general, it's going extremely up. Walmart tumbles after missing earnings, slashing guidance on soaring inflation. The post-COVID tailwind for big box retailers is officially dead and buried, and the hangover is officially here. They have growth of revenue, but the rest of the world is inflating at more than this growth. So it's like you may think it's positive to have a 2.4 growth rev of your revenue and 2.3% net sales. But the problem is gross profit rate is lower, and the world itself is in inflation. So if you didn't increase by 5, 6, 7%, you're slower than the real inflation. That's a big problem. Fox News says the View hosts clash over rigged electoral college. Some claim system is based in slavery. Yeah, so the left has this idea that the electoral college is based in slavery because the electoral college is this system which basically gives more power to people who are owners of land in more diluted spaces of America, whereas high concentration places like big cities have less democratic power than one per head. And inevitably, the consequence of such a system is more power to people who are well off and less power to people who are not well off, who have to live in concentrated area in apartments. And that means technically, in our world, more power to white people and less power to black people. And so I think that the view of the left is that there is a parallel to be made between the electoral college as it works right now and the original system of the US, which attributed less weight to slaves. So basically, that's the meme, three-fifths of a human being. If you ever hear that meme, it's because there was a head count for balancing the power that a state would have in the United States, and that head count counted populations of non-whites as three-fifths, I believe. Someone can let me know if I got this incorrect, but by memory, that's why the left is talking about this system as a slave, as an inheritance from slavery. David Doroteo says this is a myth. The Midwest has lots fewer jobs and lower pay than the cities. The cities have far superior college education as well. Yes, but you're right. But I don't see how that makes anything I just said false. Because as part of having many jobs in the cities, you have a growth of a need for a lower class of people, the people who will serve in fast food, who will be janitor, will be whatever. And these people end up serving the big machine of the college-educated Democrats in cities, and they live in concentrated areas, in apartments, the people who do these low-level jobs. So even if what you say is true, and I think it is, what I say is still true. We're still talking about something that ends up being racially non-symmetric in the sense that it advantages white population, the electoral college, and it ends up disadvantaging black populations. If we're talking from a standard of disproportionate impact. So I'm not talking about intent here. I'm not saying the system was built with this in mind. But if we're talking about purely impact, I think it is a correct description of the system. US media begins calling to expel Turkey from NATO as Finland, Sweden seek entry. I love this turn of event because when I think of Turkey, I think about a country that somehow made it into the NATO and into, you know, be talking with Europeans one-to-one, talking with the European nations. But at the same time, when I think of Turkey, I don't think about a white country. And amazingly, when I think of Sweden, Finland, I think, you know, they are northern, certainly, and they are eastern, certainly, more than France, more than English, more than the countries with which I personally identify. But I have the reaction of considering Finland and Sweden as white, you know, and here we have basically the leftist warmongers, the elites of this world, the warmongers and the NATO type of people saying, look, we're going to kick this non-white country from NATO. It was an error. We prefer our white friends from Finland and Sweden. That's basically what they're saying. And that's something you would have heard as a kind of argument by alt-righters, something that would have triggered the left 3-4 years ago. But now Turkey didn't fall in line with one of our desires. We dropped them. It was an error. They never had anything to do with us, really. Some random bloke says, hey, JF, could you have a one-hour debate with Ed Dutton regarding gene versus group selection? Well, I already did. I'm happy to be responding to your super chats and all, but someone sent a super chat asking for this, and I did it about a month ago. So first, you should go out. You should go back and see the episode if you haven't seen it. Maybe you did. And then if you did, well, that means you're unsatisfied about the extent of the discussion. The thing is, I've said to Ed what I had to say. And there's nothing more to debate. I've said it repeatedly. I've said it in solo on this show. I've said it as a kind of video letter to him. And now I've said it to his face in an interview style. You want a debate? Sure, I'll have to accept. But organize this debate perhaps on a third-party platform like a modern-day debate. So that way I can kind of get it out of my head that I'm an interviewer. I can more concentrate on the oppositional nature of the argument. Yeah, I would have to accept because my policy is never refuse a debate. So yes, I can, but try to make it happen. Write to the modern day debate people, try to cheer for it to happen, and if they see there's interest, or the Crucible, sure, yeah, the Crucible. if they see that there is interest, they will invite us and make it happen. Stephen J. James has sent a super chat. He says, dudes, I just discovered the Odyssey Android app lets me listen to JF in the background. I can even click phone off onto standby and keep listening. That is huge. I hope it's not a bug. No, it's not a bug. It's something that was very intentional. The Odyssey developer were very happy to announce when they released the app that this was better than YouTube, basically, because YouTube wants you to pay to be able to listen in the background. Sir, this is the internet. No one wants to pay. This is a bizarre news item. Free Mr. Bond. So someone has made a website, Free Mr. Bond. And apparently this guy is in Austria. And he was a guy memeing and rapping about alt-right teams. Like he had songs that were like 14, volume 1488. And like, oh, I'm gonna talk about white people. Oh, see how evil I am. And the law just arrested him and put him in jail for his IDs, because as it turns out in Austria, you cannot make that kind of memes. It's not the US. And there's someone who's corresponding with him and who's receiving handwritten letters from him. And apparently that person, they have communicated with him, and he's speaking about me from jail. So he he was talking about a Quebecois person with his loved one. I will not show this part of the letter, but here's another part of the letter where he starts talking about me. He says, oh, and there's this other dude, JF. Is he still a thing? Lol. I just realized today is April Fool's Day. Maybe this is all just a big joke. Either way, it's a clown show. Cheers from the Gulag Archipelago. Honk honk. Mr. B. Oh my god, poor Mr. B is stuck in jail in Austria and he's on the old memes. We're in 2022 and he's honk honking. Poor Mr. Bond. I didn't know this guy. I didn't know his songs. I didn't know he was doing this mimetic thing. I didn't know he had been imprisoned. Yeah, I guess it's quite radical to put someone in jail for songs and musics and IDs. In any case, I'm honored that he was thinking about me and saying, is he still a thing? Yes, I'm still a thing, Mr. Bond. Hey, Mr. Bond, I, JF, survived the Hong Kong meme. The Hong Kong meme can be found nowhere on the internet. It doesn't have a Odyssey channel even. I'm still on the Odyssey. So it's heartwarming to think that my name is in the head of this imprisoned man of the right. Based says, if you want... oh no, I will not read this. Here, I'm removing it. Dr. Wreck Your Mama says, was JF ever a thing? Yeah, that's the question. Have I ever existed? Ariel Soares says, you have outlived the Hong Kong meme, JF. Yes, I did. All right, we're headed toward the close of the show. I have two more news items right here. Oh, and we have certain super chats that have showed up. Whenever I click on the super chat, it doesn't work. Now it's there. Dead Star is saying, I believe your first function is introverted thinking and your second function is extroverted intuition. You are an int P. Your philosophical takes on the world are never expressed without a sense of groundedness that int J do not have. Think sticks or woods. Statistically, int P are the highest IQ type. Architect personality. But I've passed the test and they've said I was an architect. Now, what is architect? Architect is int J A and int J T. So, according to the test, and I've passed it live on this show, I believe, or at least I've shown the results on this show, I'm an int J. Because I think that you are getting the most intellectual aspects of me on the show, but you should see me. You should see me on the greenhouse. I'm a doer. I shape the world to my desires. I bring water where there is no water. I plume. I think this is an aspect of my personality you may be missing. I am definitely a very intellectual guy. I live in a theoretical world. but I've passed the test and I've passed it honestly without trying to be anything because I didn't know about these personality things. And I ended up being classified as an architect. Other super chats. Don't worry, I'll get to your super chats, guys. Jeff, the other night you expressed that you identify as an int J based on your test results on a site with its own spin-off take on MBTI. This doesn't mean much. These tests can be incredibly fallible. What truly matters is one's understanding of Jungian functions and how people express them. Fuck your Jungian functions, okay? Fuck Jung, fuck Freud, fuck Jordan Peterson, fuck anyone who brings this crap to me and somehow presents it as better than a magazine teenager girl test on a fucking $3 magazine that you bought at Walmart, okay? Fuck your bullshit. Jung is an entire set of crap that is just as good as cow manure that you would take and have my tomatoes grow from it. That's the worth of a Jung book, okay? Harrelson says, fuck Carl Jung too? Lol. Yes, fuck him. I mean, these people don't have any insight into the psychology of humans. They just blah, 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 blah. I'm feeling like the green woman. What's her name? Not Anita Sarkeesian, the other promising Greta Thunberg. I'm feeling like Greta Thunberg. When I read Jung, it's blah, 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 blah. They don't have an experimental approach to understanding the human mind. They don't have an evolutionary approach. Therefore, they don't understand anything. All right, I'm going to ban a couple of people. Here, banned. You are banned because your IDs are wrong. But Deadstar, you're not banned. You have the right to believe in Jung, but there were other people who were violating the rules here. Some random bloke says, do you not classify Turks as white because they are Muslims? Aren't Turks who live close to Greece have similar genes? Don't a lot of Turks have a lot of Armenian and Greek ancestry? They certainly do, but I don't even classify Greeks as white. That's just my personal preference because I consider that a fundamental axis from which I stem my definition of white is the sole event that has populated North America from a bottleneck in Europe. And to me, that's the center of whiteness. Now, when I look at the phenotype of Greeks today and Turkish people today, I don't see whiteness. I see extremely tanned people who, at this point, if you call them white, why don't you call a Tunisian white? And why not all of North Africa? And why not an Indian at this point? You can if you want, but you're going to have a very large umbrella of whiteness, which will, and at this point, whiteness will basically mean not sub-Saharan African and not Eastern Asian. I'm not sure I want that definition, that broad of a definition. Deadstar says, you say fuck it, but you don't know what it is. You say there is no insight, but you don't know what the insight is. You say you passed a random test and are an int J. The hell do you think int J means? Other than you express the Jungian function of introverted intuition. There are only eight functions. I don't care what it means. I have never said that I trust these tests. I have never said that these were massively trustable ways of dividing the human mind. Now you're strawmanning me. I'm telling you that I've passed the test. It gave me INTJ, and I read the description of what an INTJ is, and I saw no problem. I think it was a proper description of who I was. Now, I don't actually defend the MBTI test as being legitimate, but I certainly do not defend Jung as being a legitimate psychologist. You know, he had archetype Freudian type views of the mind that are just pure bullshit. That's what I'm criticizing. So don't mix up the fact that I have this very low opinion of Carl Jung, and I have this very low opinion, but perhaps a little higher as far as the MBTI test, because it's more modern, because there's a defined methodology at least, so we can at least trace how it's wrong if we ever find how wrong it is. But yeah, that's it. I don't particularly believe that the categorization of personality is a very interesting field, and that it brings much insight into the human mind. Did I address all the super chat? Because a couple... so this one I've answered. Silver says, "Hey JF, I've seen you keep your calm at times in debate when I become frustrated just watching. How do you manage your reactions when facing an opponent who is trying to antagonize you? Example include Vaush and Brenton." Well, the first thing is, I'm not a man who experiences emotions at the first person level, especially not when I speak in public. So when I speak in public, I have a conception of the show must go on, the show must be interesting. And so it doesn't matter if there's no personal involvement in this. You can shit on me all you want. The question I ask is, how do I take this direction so that the show remains viewable and interesting for the viewers? And at times it means being self-deprecating or letting an adversary yell at you and responding in autistic ways as if he didn't just yell at you. Sometimes that... One moment. Sometimes that's just the most funny thing you can do. So that's my approach. I don't experience these discussions and debates at the first person level to the point of feeling an emotion about it. I'm like, is the product good for the audience? How can I make it better? And most of the time, taking things personal doesn't make things better. It makes the whole discussion at the intellectual level step back, and it puts at the forefront a bunch of human emotions that no one cares about. So that's how I approach it. That's how I do it. Dead Star says, "Fuck the random test on the random website. Learn what the 8 functions are and see if you see them in those around you. That's all there is to it. There are only 8 functions. They are worth understanding just for the mental exercise in understanding others' action." I will not learn the 8 functions because I have no empirical evidence that this is a particularly insightful way to divide the activities of the human brain. It seems that just an old psychologist has decided to set these apparently relevant 8 functions. I shit on these 8 functions. I do not give a shit, because there are much more than 8 functions in the human brain, and there are much more than 8 ways in which these functions can unfold into productive behavior. So I refuse this cognitive construct that is limited to 8 functions. It's crap. Fuck you. Fuck those people who have made it. But much love, and I will see you all tomorrow.